Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode. Episode 183 of the club Facebook Live, and we are going to be putting this, on the podcast tomorrow morning, and it's going to go on the app, the MYOB app. A little bit later than advertised. It's actually 7:12 instead of 6:12 because I've been asleep, because I've been really tired, because I went to the Depeche Mode concert world tour last night, and so yeah, that was a big night out for me. So this is about how we can bring our practice to another level, and that is something that came to me because my children were thinking of trying to earn some money. And my daughter did a thing where she delivered leaflets to the houses up the road, and she had loads of leaflets delivered. I think they paid about £17, and I think three of us did it, and it took about 3 hours, and it was just like, oh my god, it was so tedious. And I said to her, look, you really need to try and get a skill in something, because you'll get paid more money. Delivering leaflets is unskilled work and anyone can do it, and you're not going to get paid much, because if you say that you're not going to do it, they'll just get someone else to do it. Anyone can do it. And my son has done a referee course, and he can, you know, in an hour on a Saturday or a Sunday morning, he can earn £40, and sometimes he does two matches back to back, and that's £80 in 2 hours. It's much easier for him than delivering those leaflets was, and it's much better because he's skilled. He's only someone who's done the referee course can do that, so not anyone can do that. So and I was thinking in theatre the other day, I was in theatre this week, and I was thinking about the scrub nurse. I mean, if you own an operating theatre, you need to have a scrub nurse, you need to have scrub staff, and they can be quite expensive because that's a skilled role. And you know and if you are a scrub nurse, you can command a certain salary for that, but it kind of doesn't matter which scrub nurse you get. You can't really demand more than another scrub nurse. There is a kind of level of scrub nurse salary, and there's a level of referee salary, and so we are in a good position because we are offering skilled work, but most of us are kind of at the same level. And I always talk about self-pay because I think that's where you need to focus your practice if you want to build your practice. I'm not saying you shouldn't do insured work, but you should focus your practice on self-pay. And if you focus your practice on self-pay, think about how much you charge for a self-pay operation, hip replacement, knee replacement, breast augmentation, whatever it may be. You know, removal of a skin lesion, doing some kind of, you know, even a consultation. And you're probably at the same level as everyone else. You're probably charging the level of a knee replacement. There is a price for a knee replacement or a hip replacement or a consultation, which is kind of where you are because you're offering the same as all the other doctors that are doing it. Now, albeit skilled, but there are lots of people doing it. So yes, we're at a certain level that not anyone can offer a cardiology consultation or a spinal fusion or a tummy tuck, but there are a number of people who can offer it. Whichever hospital we work in, there's going to be a number of people who can offer the same thing that we offer. And if you want to bring your practice to another level, you've got to think about how you can bring yourself away from that. You can bring yourself away from that ceiling of knee replacement price. So yes, it's skilled work, but skilled work, anyone with that skill can do it. Once you get into the level of offering something that only you offer, once you get into, you don't just offer knee replacements, you offer a service where you have a holistic approach, where you work with OTs and physios and dietitians, and you do everything you can to preserve the joint, and you have an aftercare regime, and you have a comprehensive a preoperative system that you work with patients. Once you offer something that's different to the other guy, then you can reflect that in your prices, and then you can start pricing differently to everybody else. So if it's five, I don't know how much a knee replacement is, five, 10,000 pound, whatever, £5,000 for a knee replacement, you can charge seven. And why do I charge seven? Well, because of this, because I offer this. Now, not everyone's going to go for it, fine, but you can't operate on anyone anyway, on everyone anyway. So that's the sort of level you need to think of it. So rather than just saying, yes, I'm a doctor and I offer this, think of how you can bring yourself to the next level, and then you can reflect that in your prices. And weirdly, reflecting it in your prices is part of the separating yourself from the others. So you kind of have to bring your prices up. You have to offer. You can't do this and charge the same as everybody else, because that really dilutes it. So you kind of have to separate yourself away in terms of price, and it's a complete win-win. Putting your prices up is the best thing you can do, because it is complete profit. It's total profit. All of your costs are taken out. If you haven't got your own clinic, if you haven't got your own place, you probably don't resonate with the costs side of things. Most doctors, I guess, don't have costs so much. But still, if you put £5 or £10 extra on your price, that is pure profit, that £5 or £10, because all the costs have already been taken out. Similarly, if you drop your prices by £5 or £10, that's completely taken out of your pocket. So you really, putting your prices up is a fantastic thing to do. Now, you might need to pay money, you might not need to pay money, but you might need to pay money in order to deliver this service. You might need to do things or work, as I say, work with physios or other practitioners that you might need to pay. So there might be costs involved with it, which would be a reason to put your prices up. But you might not. You might already be doing things which are, you might already have some kind of comprehensive system preoperatively, and some aftercare that you already give, and as I say, some work with other practitioners, which aren't going to cost you any more money. But either way, you need to put your prices up. You need to put a price up proportionally more if you're offering something that is actually going to cost you more. But just by virtue of the fact that you are separating yourself from others, you need to put your price up, because that is a way of positioning yourself. It's the P of peak, and you need to position yourself in the marketplace. And you don't want to just be a guy that does hip replacements or back operations or knee replacements or puts breast implants in. You need to position yourself in the marketplace. And once you've positioned yourself in the marketplace, then you can start charging your own fees. And because of it's unique to us as doctors, because we cannot operate on high volumes of individuals. So you don't want to get in a situation where you are just busier, a good practice, basically. These guys, I mean, you see these guys who are really busy, but they haven't really developed anything, and they're just charging the same as everyone else. I mean, it's kind of okay, I guess, if that's what you want, but you're much better off doing this, because you don't actually have to be that busy, and you'll be earning the same or more of them. That is where you kind of want to get to. I mean, I'd kind of work 2, maybe 3 days a week, and I'm trying to even reduce that. And I'm like, I'm not about trying to get more and more work in. I am just trying to get my quality of life sorted out. And for me, I think that's really, really important. It might not be for you. You might be happy just being a mad, busy surgeon, in which case probably this isn't a place for you, because you can do that by just pushing, pushing, pushing. This is for people who want to do something different, want to separate themselves from others, and want to actually build something that's special, something that's different, something that patients will want to have over and above a knee replacement or a breast implant or whatever. You've got to develop something that's actually more than the thing that you do. You can be better than just being a skilled worker, than just being a consultant physician or a consultant surgeon. You can go better than that. You can separate yourself from those other physicians and surgeons, and charge appropriately, and build something, and be better than just another scrub nurse. Be you've got to get that scrub nurse. I mean, it's hard for a scrub nurse, to be honest. We're in a good job because we no one respectfully cares that much about the scrub nurse. I mean, yeah, there's good and bad ones, but you're not going to pay more for one, really. But we are in a position where we can do that, and people will pay. Trust me, people will pay. By all means, carry on with your insured work, but this is how you need to go in your self-pay work. Position yourself as an expert and charge accordingly, and get that blue water between you and all the other skilled workers. You're something special. You are another level, giving a service that only you can offer. Yeah, reach out and touch faith.